Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Welcome in the name of Jesus, the King of all creation. We are Carey Baptist Church, part of God's family across the world, and we meet to give thanks and to praise God and to build each other up in our faith. As the song goes, all are welcome, all are welcome, all are welcome in this place. So let's welcome our fellow believers joining us via Zoom this morning. Always like to make a point of welcoming our Zoomers. One of the special gifts of the pandemic, this is. Oh. Morning team, Pat and Norman, there we go. And who else we got? It was Rita as well, Rita, possibly Peter. And someone else I don't immediately recognise, but I should do. Anyway, so there we go. Welcome to you all. Rifat. Okay, right. Sorry, yes. Rifat's joining us from home, obviously. So that's great. Wonderful. Okay. Now, our call to worship this morning is Psalm 148, a few verses. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above all the earth and the heavens. And he has raised up for his people a king, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Let's stand and sing our opening hymn of worship, O Lord my God. This is number 62 in Baptist Praise and Worship, but the words will be up on our screen. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died
to take away our sin. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Please be seated. Let us pray together. Christ, in whom we live and move and have our being, forgive us who hammer the nails even harder into the green wood of your creation. Open our eyes to see you in all things. Open our hearts to your love for all your works. Open our minds to your wisdom and humility, that we might take our rightful place in your world, loving what you love, and longing for the day when all creation will be transfigured through your resurrection life. Amen. We're now going to watch a short video. This is, you'll probably recognize, most of you will recognize the first part of this video. It's David Attenborough's iconic meeting with a group of gorillas, and then it's followed by reaction from some Wallace and Gromit gorillas, if you like. So there is some humour in here as well. So let's just watch this video for a moment, shall we?
There is more meaning and mutual understanding in exchanging a glance the gorilla than any other animal I know. We're so similar. Their sight, their hearing, their sense of smell are so similar to ours that we see the world in the same way as they do. They live in the same sort of social groups. Sometimes they even allow others to join in.
And he just sat there really quietly, and he was talking. He was talking very quietly. And he's very tall. Yeah, I notice he's very tall because when he's sitting down, he's really sprawly. He could get close if he came into my space. I mean, I wouldn't let him walk all over me. But I think David Attenborough's probably got an empathy with nature. And not just animals, you know, but any living things, you know. It's like you're sitting down with a mate and he's telling you all these stories. What is he? He's not an archaeologist, is he? What's his... he's not a naturist. He doesn't go around naked, does he? Does he?
Do you have a book? It's not a book. probably recognise that. That video, the first part of the video, was taken a long time ago, it was a number of years ago. But, yes. We're going to go to sing a song. This is a song we've listened to already, so we are familiar with this. I've kind of tried to sing it, I think, here at Carey a few times before now.
And we're going to sing it, trying to swing it together with the help of our music group. And this is going to include Paul, who's going to try and help us with the drums as well. So this morning. So Heaven's Voice Brings the Dawn. Okay, over to the music group now. Thank you. Bless you. If you'd like to, you can stand.
Heaven's voice brings the dawn, out of chaos is born. New creation exploding with wonder. Planets spin into space, earth and sky find their place. All nation awakes to its maker. You say everything you made is good. The sun, the moon, the stars, the shine above. You say everything you made is good. The land, the seas, and all that lives and breathes. We sing praise to the Maker, to our King, our Creator. Praise to Almighty God. All creation together, singing one hallelujah. Praise to Almighty God. We are formed from the dust, with your image in us, given life by the breath you are breathing. Called to work and to care, called to nature and share, called to serve you and walk where you're leading. You say everything you made is good. The sun, the moon, the stars that shine above. You say everything you made is good. The land, the seas, and all that lives and breathes. We sing praise to the Maker, to our King, our Creator. Praise to Almighty God. All creation together, singing one hallelujah. Praise to Almighty God. We sing praise to the Maker, to our King, our Creator. Praise to Almighty God. All creation together, singing one hallelujah. Praise to Almighty God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, please be seated. Thank you. Thanks to our music group. It's good to see that Alina is very accomplished on the keyboard. And of course, Paul, very accomplished on the drums. So, you know, we're discovering new gifts all the time. So that's wonderful. Let's continue to worship God as we take up our morning offering just before Children's Church and Youth Church go to their groups. Please stand. Everything you made is good. So Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks from the abundant riches of creation. We bring to you these gifts, as well as gifts given in other ways, and offer our lives to you in thanksgiving for all that you have given and continue to give. And we pray now for Children's Church and Youth Church and their leaders as they go to their groups now. We ask your abundant blessing upon them all. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Good to see such a crowd going out, isn't it, actually? That's wonderful. Yep. Okay. Over to Margaret for our notices now. That's the morning's notices. There you go. Cheers.
Good morning, everyone. It's very nice to see so many in church this morning as the summer holidays come upon us. And if any of you are visiting for the first time, please make sure you make yourselves known. We'd love to have a time of reflection and fellowship with you. I hope everyone has received a copy of the newsletter, either here in church this morning or on email. If not, please give us a nudge. One or two particular events in the coming week to draw your attention to. The deacons meet on Tuesday evening here in the Memorial Hall at 8 p.m. and we would appreciate your prayers for discernment as we continue to consider the, shall we say, administrative matters of the church. Now, I want to draw your attention to a special time of fellowship that has been offered by Obed and Rifat, thank you very much for the kind invitation, to breakfast at their house next Saturday morning from 8 a.m. The details are in the news sheet. The address is 32 Hilldown Road in Gadebridge, but there is a sheet that will be available with coffee just so that the family have an idea of the numbers they're catering for. Another food-related item, our service, next communion service on Sunday, the 17th of July, will include food from around the world. So if you're either thinking that you would be able to bring something along to share, or if you're hoping to be able to join us for that meal of fellowship after the morning service, please let us know. There's another sheet in the Memorial Hall, so that we can get an idea of numbers again. You don't need to bring a plate of food to come and join us in lunch, because usually we do find we've got a wee bit too much. There's an advanced notice as well in July on Wednesday the 13th. That's our next members meeting, Wednesday the 13th at 7:30, probably in the sanctuary, so that those who can't join us in person can join on Zoom. Finally, there will be some membership classes that Colin will be running in the near future. If anyone would like to join and know a little bit more of what it is to be a member of the church, please let them know. These are very informal, and by coming along to the membership classes is not an obligation to become a member of the church, but it is a good opportunity to find out a bit more about us and what we do. Thank you very much. Back to you, Colin.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you. Yes, I know that it's Charlene's birthday today, but actually, seeing as Charlene isn't able to be here today, I'm not sure we could actually sing a happy birthday as such, or we could do it in absentia, I guess. But has anyone else got a birthday we could celebrate, or anything else we could celebrate? Any other particular date or anything? No? Okay, right. Okay, no, fair enough. Okay, we'll move on swiftly then. I'm sure there'll be other opportunities, other Sundays to sing happy birthday to people. That's good. Okay, so we've got some extra notices now, particularly really focused around Ukraine. So now this is actually a map I wanted to show you all about. This is from Christian Aid, how the Christian Aid appeal money is being spent around Ukraine as we speak, or has been spent or is being spent. So you can see just what an incredible spread there is of and different kind of projects as well. That Christian Aid and our money that we gave to this campaign, this appeal. I just wanted to draw your attention to this particular area, Ivano Frankivsk. Have I got that right? Have I? Yeah, okay. Because this is where Andrei and family are from, that region of Ukraine. So, okay. So it's just very encouraging to see just how much aid has been getting through to people in Ukraine who desperately need it at the moment. And I wanted to follow that up with a video we've just been sent by BMS, BMS World Mission, who actually asked us to show this video, Stories from Ukraine. So, and this is a wonderful, encouraging, also very moving video. I'm sure you'll appreciate about the situation there and you know, particular people we get to meet. So,
here's a
video for
your
prayers. My name is Nurali, and my wife's name is Lena. We come from Zhytomyr region in Ukraine. We have two children, and my wife is pregnant, so on the third day of the war, we decided to leave Ukraine. I was doing church ministry, so the first thing I did was speak to our pastor to get his advice, because I wanted his opinion on what it would look like if church ministers left Ukraine. But our pastor said that the family safety comes first. Then he prayed with me and blessed me.
Our youngest daughter Irina is only 2 and doesn't understand. It felt like going on a trip for her. But Diana knew that we are fleeing from the war.
Many Jews and Polish people died here during the Second World War, so we are very moved when someone invades and unlawfully occupies another country and kills its citizens. Our Polish history and our relations with Ukraine make it impossible for us to be indifferent in the face of tragedy. And above all, Jesus said, "Love not only with words and language, but with deeds and truth." So we are not indifferent. We see it as our Christian duty to help.
After we got information that the war really started, we realized that there is no time for hesitation. We had many people willing to host Ukrainian families at their houses. We also have this camping place which we use for kids camps during the summer, and we decided we can host also some people here. And we know people from Ukraine and we can reach them with our help. And we decided to start gathering money to get anything that is needed to take it to Ukraine. We fill out those 4 vans every week and get them to the Ukrainian border. But also we have our drivers who go and bring people directly from the Ukrainian border to Białystok.
When we got to the border of Slovakia, we attempted to cross the border twice, but it didn't work, so we decided to split up. I crossed the border alone, and Nurali crossed with our children the next day.
We didn't even know where we are going, but Lena was met by some believers who hosted her, and other Christians took care of me and my children before reuniting 2 days later. It was all God's hand.
Because the place is a camping place for children and youth, we already have some equipment here, but some of it had to be exchanged to have good conditions of living for the people coming. We had to equip this place also in hygiene items, whatever might be needed, so that they may feel like they're our family and we really care about them.
On the way here, we didn't know what to expect. And we were very worried as to whether we did the right thing when we left. But when we got here, we were asked to help serve other arriving refugees, to welcome them, to talk to them about God and to pray for Ukraine with them. And this was the answer for me, that we are in the right place.
Of course, we all understand that supporting our Ukrainian friends, brothers and sisters, it all takes money. That's one of the most important prayer requests, but we cannot forget about people. What they go through, you know, sometimes they laugh, but when they go to their rooms, they have their reasons to cry. Yes, to cry to the Lord. I was in a pretty difficult situation, and Lord came to me with this verse from Isaiah 33:2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. And actually, it's something that follows me all the time in this situation. And I can consider them as people under fire, thrown into deep water, and they might be easily get frightened, lose their hope, and we don't want them to go this way. That's why we want to be their friends, family, not just cold supporters. Yeah.
To be honest, I didn't think I was going to give birth here. I thought I'd give birth in Ukraine. But no matter what happens in the future, I know that God will take care of our children. My only hope is that my child will be healthy and that he will grow up in God.
Although Diana is only 5 years old, she understands very well what is going on in Ukraine. And I'm sometimes surprised by her prayers for Ukraine. She prays so much that my heart is touched. Looking at her, I learn how to pray, how to talk to God through my child.
Ісусе, завжди дасть тебе дякую житті. Дякую житті, де брошвидчі день, Ісус. І бачиш, що стало состояние України, Ісус. Та завжди нападає лисі, Ісус, бережи і поштав у свою хрестіти, Ісус, поштав у свою охорону, Ісус. Отця, Син і Святого Духа. Амінь.
Please pray first of all for peace in Ukraine, so that the war would end. Second, that God blesses the people who lost their loved ones in this war. And thirdly, that God blesses the faithful in churches of Ukraine who help other people, not only in physical or humanitarian way, but also spiritually, that God gives them strength to continue to serve and work through this war.
Praying for Ukraine and its people later on in our service. Bit of a change of gear now. We're going to hear our first Bible reading. This is from Genesis chapter 1. It's over to Aki for our first read. Thank you.
Good morning. The first reading is from Genesis 1. We'll be reading from verse 20 to 31. Genesis 1, 20, 31. And God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the seas and let the birds increase on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to his kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves along the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has breath, the breath of life in it, I give you every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Aki. Let's stand and sing in response to that wonderful reading. 121 in Baptist Praise and Worship, for the beauty of the earth. 121.
The beauty of the earth, for the beauty of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. Father, unto you we raise this our sacrifice of of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars of light. Father, unto you we raise this our sacrifice of praise. For the joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above, for all gentle thoughts and mild, Father, unto you we raise this our sacrifice of praise. For your greater gift of grace, Christ your Son to sinners give, bringing to our human race all the hopes and joys of heaven. Father, unto you we raise this our sacrifice of praise. For the church that evermore lifts her holy hands above, offering upon every shore a pure sacrifice of love. Father, unto you we raise this our sacrifice of praise.
Amen. And now our second reading. This is Hilary, our gospel reading from Matthew's gospel. Thank you, Hilary.
Our second reading can be found on page 971, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34, headed, Do Not Worry. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Harry. Caring for God's Good Creation is the title of my talk this morning. So what do you think? Do you think this is true? That all human beings have an inbuilt love for nature? That we all wonder at God's creation? What do you think? Hands up if you think this is true. Okay, thanks very much. That's a good, not a surprising response to that question. We all have an inbuilt love for nature. You might even feel this is obvious and self-evident. But if this is true, it inevitably raises further searching questions for us. If we love God's creation, why do we human beings seem to treat it so badly? I guess the rest of the opening of the book of Genesis gives us important clues about the answer to that question. We marvel at nature, yes, but it's probably also true that as us human beings have something of a fear of nature. The fear of wolves, snakes, and other wild animals is something which runs deep in our psyche, collectively and individually. We have a deep-seated respect for the sometimes unpredictable power of the natural world. We recognize that despite God's command to Adam and Eve to rule over this world, nature doesn't always comply and behave as we would like it to. So it's fair to say that we all have a slightly ambiguous relationship with the rest of God's creation. Our mysterious environment often mystifies us. And for example, we can live for many years with a particular pet without completely understanding why they behave the way they do sometimes. Do I see some nodding heads there? That's right, yes. Can live for many years with particular pets and not quite understand them. I know that. Each of us was conceived inside a self-contained world. But even within the womb, we have an inbuilt awareness of the world outside us. A data bank within our DNA, which holds both the knowledge of and a readiness to learn from God's creation. So what I was going to start this talk this morning with is not true. I was going to say that I can trace my love for nature back to walks in the wilds with my parents. I can trace it back to many often frustrating hours on banks of rivers and canals and lakes trying to catch very elusive fish. Neither of those statements is actually true. That God-given fascination with the rest of God's creation was there actually before I was born. But it's probably true to say that it was during my childhood that I developed a particular fascination with anything with wings. I was envious of anything which had the power of flight. Birds, butterflies, bats, you name it. That well-known Psalm of David has it right. Oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I could fly away and be at rest. Just the other day, I captured this photo of a butterfly in the woods near Potton End, not far from here. Here's a photo. Hopefully this is fairly clear. Yep, I think I managed to get it fairly clearly. One of the first butterflies I learned to identify here in this photo because it has such striking markings. Anyone tell me the name of this butterfly? You can't really see it, okay. Oh dear. Anybody who can see it, identify it? It's got a lot of red on it, red and white. Might give you a clue. Red Admiral, yes. Well done. It's a Red Admiral. Unfortunately, this particular Red Admiral is sitting on a Himalayan balsam plant, which is an invasive species, very fast growing and very difficult to get rid of. But of course, the balsam is just being obedient to God because it's intent on multiplying. Which brings us back to Genesis chapter 1. Now, some environmentalists trace the problems of our environment back to this very passage here in Genesis 1. They blame scripture for the way we seem intent on destroying the habitats of so many creatures and ultimately our own home, planet Earth. They say that God's command to Adam and Eve to rule over and subdue the rest of creation is a cause of all our current environmental problems. But there is a simple answer to this argument. God's command to us to rule over creation does not give us carte blanche. In fact, God's call for us to rule as God would rule. God calls us to rule as God would rule. In effect, to rule in God's place, to partner with God in caring for our world in the same way that God cares for all creation. We are called to care for this planet, in effect, as God would care for it, to use our creativity to ensure that all creation is blessed. Now, of course, if you see God as someone caring tyrant, then this command allows humanity free rein to do anything. But this is not the God of the Old and New Testaments. The God who created this world in love cares so much that he gave his Son to save the world. And what's more, God from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22 calls us to play our part in the salvation of this planet. Just as God's work of creation does not finish in Genesis chapter 2, so God's work of salvation does not finish at John chapter 22. The works of creation and salvation are the two hands of God, if you like. They cannot be separated any more than we human beings can be separated from God's creation. So this is our calling, to care for all God's creation by embodying the good news of God's love for all creation in Christ. Caring for creation means being careful to reduce any harmful effects we might be having on this planet. And this includes actively finding ways to reduce our carbon footprint and other pollution. It also includes doing what we can to protect the birds and beasties and other creatures around us. No doubt you're aware that we not only face a big crisis of climate chaos at present, we are also facing a massive biodiversity crisis. Many species in our world are under great threat, along with the species Homo sapiens. Unfortunately, we're not living up to our name, more like Homo stupido at the moment. But it's not all bad news. It was good to see in the news recently the relative success of the cause to save the mountain gorillas of Uganda. A cause much helped by David Attenborough, of course. However, there are many, many more species under similar threat of extinction. To bring things closer to home, I'd like to show you another photo. If you couldn't see the butterfly earlier, you definitely won't be able to see this. Okay, this is a picture. Oh, hang on. Lost me talk. Yeah, okay. This is a picture of the River Gade. you might just be able to make something out in the picture here, sitting on the bottom of the River Gade. This is a freshwater crayfish, just upstream of the park, a photo taken fairly recently. However, this is a new crayfish, an invasive species. I think it's called a white-clawed crayfish. And it's partly because of the introduction of this species to the UK rivers that the native freshwater crayfish is endangered. Smaller than this and prettier looking than this as well, actually, but it's anyway. So the other crayfish is apparently extinct in Hertfordshire. I was told this by someone from the Wildlife Trust, that our native species, native crayfish, is now extinct in Hertfordshire. Now, I'm not 100% convinced of that, because I'm sure I saw two of these crayfish in the same spots in the Gade just last year. But that's another story. The fact is, many birds and beasties are under serious threat of extinction. Too many species. There is much more we could say about this, but I'm going to save this for the next three Sundays, when we'll be looking at some specific birds and beasties of the Bible. Now, some of you will be maybe thinking that preaching on this subject is not really preaching the gospel of Jesus, that it's a distraction from the real mission of the Church of Christ, who came to save just people. However, to my mind, it is Western theology's obsession with the salvation of human souls which actually dishonors Jesus and diminishes his mission to our planet. In Jesus' first gospel teachings from the Sermon on the Mount, here in Matthew 6, we see something remarkable. Jesus tells his followers to pay close attention to birds and flowers, for example. Now, you might have thought that Jesus was surely too busy with his mission to save humanity to spend much time observing the natural world. But no, obviously that wasn't the case. Here and elsewhere, Jesus draws vital spiritual lessons from the animal and plant kingdoms. Yes, we learn about God's kingdom from Jesus, the Son of God, but as Jesus himself insists, we can all learn an awful lot about God and God's kingdom from God's creation. The prophet Isaiah suggests that the rest of creation is often ahead of us in truly praising and worshiping God. Isaiah 43 mentions jackals and owls honoring God, whereas God's chosen people are not really honoring God. We have much to learn. from Jesus, from each other, from Scripture, from the rest of creation. Praise the Lord for the goodness of all creation. And thank the Lord that with God's help and in partnership with the rest of creation, we can help to heal creation in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now our next hymn, Fairest Lord Jesus. This is number 334 in Baptist Praise and Worship. 334.
Fairest Lord Jesus, Lord of all creation, Jesus of God and Mary's Son. You will I cherish, you will I honor, you are my soul's delight and crown. Fair are the flowers, fairer still the human race, in all the freshness of youth arrayed. Yet is their beauty fading and fleeting, Lord Jesus, yours will never fade. Fair is the moonlight, fairer still the sunshine, fair is the shimmering starry sky. Jesus shines brighter, Jesus shines clearer than all the heavenly host on high. Jesus, all beauty, heavenly and earthly, in you is wondrously found to be. None can be nearer, fairer, or dearer than you, my Saviour, are to me. When I am dying, still on you relying, suffer me not from your arms to fall. At my last hour, come in your power, Lord Jesus, be my all in all.
Amen. Please be seated. We're now going to spend some time praying together. Let us open our prayers with the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, and we will use the modern version of the first one in our hymn books. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now let us be quiet for a few moments as we seek the Lord for faith, hope, and love, as we prepare ourselves to pray for our world and for each other. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beauty and bounty of creation. Every day a rich source of blessing to us, as is your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Father, we pray this morning for charities working to protect creation, for the RSPB, RSPCA, Greenpeace, the World Wildlife Fund, and local wildlife trusts, and many more. And we pray today too for those involved in Extinction Rebellion, whatever we might think about their tactics. We thank you for all who encourage a deeper love for our natural world. Remember the Christian Aid environmental charity, Arosha. And we join together with the other 4,000 or so registered eco-churches in England and Wales, seeking to do more to care for God's creation. Open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and give us faith to trust you for the future of our planet. Give us the willingness to act on our faith, because we know that faith without deeds is dead. Heavenly Father, we pray today for the people of Ukraine. We pray for an opening of a pathway towards peace, even if this way seems hidden now. We pray for the millions of refugees who've lost so much, and for the many millions trying to help. We pray for strength and encouragement for them all. Heavenly Father, we also continue to pray today for the people of Bangladesh following devastating floods there. Help us with Peter and Louise Lynch and others there to be part of turning the tide against climate chaos in Bangladesh and many of the poorest countries of the world most affected by climate change. And Heavenly Father, we pray now for one another. By your Spirit, we pray that you would lead us in quiet now to pray for all fellow believers from this church, or someone we know, perhaps beyond this church, who needs your help. Someone who needs a reassuring touch of your Holy Spirit. Someone who needs your healing touch. So, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers, both spoken and unspoken. Amen. Our closing song this morning, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God, 357 in Baptist Praise and Worship. Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. 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 Alleluia, alleluia. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. He shall direct thy paths. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Son, praise to the Spirit too, and to the Godhead three in one. Alleluia, alleluia.
Open our eyes, Lord, to see the beauty of your world. Open our ears to hear the cry of the earth. Open our hearts to care for all living things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.